rightfully exhausted but proud Brock Griffin. And, well, Brock, you did a lot of work here tonight, offensively speaking. I mean, just really being a workhorse, especially in that fourth quarter. Multiple carries, picking up some big yardage. Then also, I want to talk about you are the one who really helps get your team going. You get the second score of the night, a two-yard run there to put you guys out 16-14. And then I think arguably one of the biggest plays of the ball game, that massive interception there in the third quarter. Can you talk a little bit about this win and what it means to you guys?
Oh, it's a great win. It's super important to all of us. It's just, it feels great to put in all the hard work and to get into this moment, and we step up and we just execute and we win.
You guys go out on your first possession. Obviously, it's a turnover on downs. Didn't go quite the way you wanted. I think it's a rarity that we see you guys not capitalize on that opening drive. What was kind of the message amongst the huddle after that one when you guys get the ball back on that second one?
It, we're good, and we're just going to keep doing what we normally do. Don't worry about the first one, and keep going and work on the second one. Go score.
Well, now also I want to talk about that halftime. You know, we thought – and, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but we really thought that there was a touchdown there on the pass late in that second quarter. We tried to make the argument for it up here. Obviously didn't go your way, so you guys go down by a score going into the half. They get the ball back. What was the message from Coach as you guys got ready for the second half? What do you think made the difference for you guys coming out there?
Message was we just had to get going and – play our hardest, keep up what we were doing. We were playing well. Just keep it up and play well. Sorry.
That's fair. No. That's fair. You know, again, talk to me about that interception, though. I mean, that was huge. I think you guys already kind of turned the momentum a little bit defensively. You guys got your first two stops of the ball game back-to-back. Then you really seemed like you kind of broke them a little bit there with that interception. Do you think that was a huge turning point?
Oh, yeah, for sure, because they hadn't been driving, and then they were – starting to get down the field, and they were in scoring position, and I was just getting my drop, and boom, get a pick. It was awesome.
Well, you guys pick up a regional championship here. You know, I talked to you just a minute ago. I asked you, you know, what this win means, but what does that hardware mean that you're taking back to Chase County? You guys have been working for this for quite some time, and seems as though you kind of are on a runaway train and things are really looking up.
It's definitely not the final, but it's a little bit of a culmination of just all the hard work we've been putting in this season. It's what we've been preparing for, and it's great.
Yeah, Cale Budke giving a little fist bump right there. That's exactly what he was talking about in our pregame show. He was talking about the hard work you guys have put in and how important it's been to you to really make that a realization. As you look forward here now to round three, what's the focus, what's the mentality going into the next round?
Just to keep up the hard work, keep playing well, get ready for whatever they're going to throw at us, and just be prepared.
Fantastic. Well, Brock, hard-fought victory here tonight. Congratulations. Go enjoy it and have a great week of practice. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. That is Brock Griffin of the victorious regional champion Chase County Bulldogs here. They pick up a big come-from-behind win over South Sumner, 56-38. Again, 30-plus points scored unanswered in that second half after seemed like a huge back-and-forth momentum-changing ball game left and right in that first half. We're now happy to be joined by victorious head coach Brody Vandergrift. And, well, Coach, coming in here to the press box after the win, almost breaking my hand, clearly very excited for you. Talk to me about how important this win was and just give us your overall thoughts on the game.
Oh, man. We played so well in the second half. You know, I knew we were going to be in a game. I knew that, you know, we had to make some adjustments at halftime. Coach Budke and I got together, talked through it. Coach had a great idea to put in the defense that you saw in front of you, you know, with the two front, and gave them fits. And we were able to get turnovers a couple of times. We got them behind the chains, and they struggled to get back. I mean, it's hard, you know, any offense is hard to be, you know, behind the sticks. And so for our guys to go out and capitalize, it was huge. It was huge.
Well, you know, we talk about that second half. It seemed like in that first, there was no stopping that offense for South Sumner. They just seemed to kind of have everything figured out. And then throwing that those runs off to the outside just seemed to give you guys some fits. What was the conversation amongst the coaches there at halftime? And where do you think the big difference maker was there in that second half?
You know, I think the big thing that we kept trying to do with our defensive front was to keep our linebackers clean. You know, those guys had to be the guys that could run and tackle. And, you know, Brock and Mitch do a great job. You know, both are stellar wrestlers, so, you know, and great speed. So we're not worried about somebody getting outside of us. We just had to keep our guys clean. And so, you know, to make that adjustment at the front, I think, was the big difference in the game.
Well, we've had you guys, I think, now five times this season, I want to say maybe four times this season. I argue it's the cleanest game you guys have played penalty-wise. Only one flag thrown your way the entire ball game, as opposed to their five, I believe 5-6. You know, was that a big focal point after last week? Because I think we talked about it after the game. You guys probably could have pointed to Dan at the half, but you got set back a little bit with just some procedural issues, and it seems like you really cleaned that up moving on to this week.
Yeah, I mean, that's been a point of emphasis since the Burley game. You know, you have 13 penalties there. We go in, we go to another game, we have another 11 penalties there. And so it's about, you know, being disciplined. And, you know, some guys were situational guys we had to put in. You know, Colin Monahan came in, played a great second half there for us in some situation stuff. And, you know, Jarek Payton came out of the game and on defense, and we put in another guy. But, you know, those guys didn't go down in the dumps. They kept their head, kept playing, and this is a team. You know, everybody wants to talk about a family. These guys are fantastic.
Well, you talk about that family aspect, and it seems like your guys really play for one another. There is that big family feel in Chase County, not just on the football team, but the support of the crowd here. Good, well traveled.
We did travel well. I think the family thing comes from just a group of dudes that want to go to win a championship, and they're not going to let anything stop them. You know, at halftime, I told Brock and Mitch, I grabbed them by their shoulder pads, and I said, "You two have to take this game over." And here we are, sitting here talking to you, talking about another week. So, you know, again, great team victory. Proud of these guys. And we're Madison fans, we're Little River fans. We'll see who wins that game, and we'll take it day by day, and we'll have to, you know, the messages go 1-0 this week.
Well, and trying to find the final score on the Madison Little River game, but
they don't play till tomorrow night.
I thought that game got moved to tonight.
They were going to, but they did not.
Ah, see, nobody sends me the memo.
See, that's what I'm here for.
Hey, nonetheless, though, that is going to be a tough matchup either way you look at it. I know you guys come off a pretty dominating win over Madison, but you look at that matchup either way, it is the playoffs. You know, people come and teams come a little bit more focused. Who do you look at in that game and think you would probably rather face here in a win-or-go-home situation?
You know, neither team.
That's fair.
If I don't have to, I'd love to not. You know, Coach Ayers and Coach Mack, two of my best friends, and they're both great. And so, you know, hope those guys play well. Hope those guys have a great game tomorrow night. But we'll have film. We'll be ready.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, anything that you would like to say to the Chase County faithful back home who may be listening?
Thank you guys so much for coming out. We appreciate all the support you guys give us. You know, I know my wife, Heather Vandegrift, is at home with a watch party going on, and the kids are all up. So can't wait to get back home, and can't wait to you know, celebrate this regional championship with Chase County. And we're moving on to the sectionals, and hopefully we can bring a sectional championship to Chase County.
Well, hopefully they're having a listen party, too. We'd love it if
I'm sure they are.
All avenues covered. But, Coach, congratulations on the victory. We can't wait to see you guys next week. Madison Little River, going to be a tough matchup either way, but we're really excited to see what you guys are able to bring.
There's no easy games the rest of the way out.
No, there is not.
So,
Coach, enjoy the ride home. Enjoy this one. Have a great week of practice. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thanks so much.
That is Brody Vandegrift, victorious head coach of the Chase County Bulldogs, who pull off a 56-38 victory, come-from-behind win over the Outlaws of South Sumner to advance to the sectionals round with a regional championship win. That's going to do it for the Rich Store Company post-game show. We'll take a quick break, come back, get Kale back on the headset, and have our final thoughts and analysis, look ahead to the next couple of days and next week. You're listening to Chase County playoff football coverage here on Country 101.7 FM.
Chase County playoff football being brought to you